Good afternoon, Commander Shiver. Thank you so much for joining us on Tell Me More. How are
Oh,
you?
yes. Great. Good to be here. Good to be here.
Good to talk to you. This is a very important topic. We just had Armed Forces Day on Saturday the 18th. Memorial Day is approaching. Can you tell our listeners how Americans should view this special day and how to remember the fallen?
Yes, good question, and good that we are talking about this as well. Memorial Day, it's in that name, isn't it? And that is to remember. I think it's very important for us to remember, to take time aside. I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable sometimes about this because they're like, well, it's the start of summer, and it's like, well, it's about brats and hamburgers or whatever favorite food they have, and beaches and camping and all those good things. And it's like, hey, it's okay, you can do those things. But just take time out, just time out of that schedule, just for a little bit to pause and remember. And remember what? Remember the cost of freedom. It's not just a little cliche or a cool saying there, but really take time, set aside, remember the cost of freedom. Having that freedom is so important, but there's a cost to it, and that, sadly to say, does include death. And then to thank those that have laid down that ultimate sacrifice again for the freedoms that we enjoy today.
Commander, I'm really happy that you said that to remember the cost of freedom because I feel like here in this country, a lot of people are losing the thought of what our veterans do, what our service members do, and the cost of freedom isn't a given, and we could lose it at any minute. So I thank you for stressing that.
Yes, and it's for all of us to remember, but then even as parents out there, to teach our children, to teach our young people again the importance of that. That is where the key is, nurturing and teaching. And I think everyone would agree with that.
Commander Seehaver, I run commercials on all my radio shows about suicide prevention because it is a very important topic and it is a top priority for the American Legion. Can you tell us what is being done to help veterans, to stop that veterans from taking their own lives, and explain the campaign Be the One?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for doing that. That's a great partnership, and not even knowing it, to run those commercials like that. But again, it is a major priority of ours. When you have statistics, and I'm not even going to really touch much about the numbers of per day, like 17, 18, 22, and things like that, but get this statistic: 135,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11. That is more than the deaths combined from Korea to the present.
Wow.
That is staggering. So that's why we're saying this is a crisis. And that's why we want to be, as the largest veteran service organization in the world, we want to be the leader in this and reduce that number significantly. And what we have done then is really not just the campaign or a cool slogan or some kind of thing like that, a marketing thing. Really, it's about the heart. We want to be the one to save one. We want to do it one at a time because one life is extremely important to us. And so there is extreme pressure on our service members in what they have done in service. I mean, a lot of them, just like you were talking about, the separations from families, those times alone where they don't have a Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas and all those holidays where we gather together as family. They're serving. The high stress on that job as well. Again, financial constraints and all these relational issues as well. That takes a toll on our men and women. And so what we want to do is we want to reach out. We want to ask those questions, whether they're in uniform or after they have served, because that's sometimes what happens too, is they become alone and isolated. And so we want people to be aware, that is our membership, at least to be aware of our veterans, and especially those even in our organization. So we're gonna be trained, and we're gonna ask those tough questions. Sometimes people don't wanna; they're afraid to. And that is, are you thinking of harming yourself, or do you have suicidal ideations? You know, and again, very uncomfortable to ask. But then the follow-up, listening, that is key. That is key. And even as a counselor myself, as an ordained minister through the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I have people come into my office professionally, and they want to talk, and I'll just listen. And when we're done, I haven't said a word. And they'll be like, oh, Pastor, I feel so much better.
Yes.
You know, I get it all the time. And it's like, I didn't say a word. But some people just need to vent, right? And
absolutely.
And then we follow it out with our resources to reach out. And sometimes I just want to make our listeners aware of the number. And if it's in crisis, this is crisis, 988, that's the suicide hotline number. But then we dial one after it to specify a veteran in need.
Yes, I definitely let our listeners know to dial one if they are a veteran. Explain to me what the buddy check is. And is that for just people that are in the service, or can I be a buddy? What's a buddy check?
It's for everyone. Thank you kindly for that. Yes. It's something that we started within our organization, but we didn't trademark it. I mean, even the VA thought it was such a great thing, and they're doing it. So we're helping. We're partnering with them and initiating that. We just want more and more people to have that communication. How are you doing? You know, haven't heard from you for a while, or whatever the talk may be. It's just checking on each other and knowing that, hey, somebody called. They care about me. I'm just not a number, right? I'm a person. And we want that information to be out as well. And again, we're together. We're together. But anybody and everybody can be a part of that program or that reach out.
Commander C. Haver, you've been part of this program for quite some time. Are there telltale signs? You know, not everybody will say, I'm not doing good or I'm having issues. Are there any little telltale signs that our listeners might want to key into just to be able to ask the right question?
Exactly. There's some other behaviors that we do in our training that might be some signs. Whether it's isolation, you know, sometimes people will be like together, and then all of a sudden you'll find them off to the side by themselves, and they become more isolated and more. Some might start to give their belongings away and saying, I don't need this anymore. Some might indulge in risky behavior and maybe using drugs or more alcohol or doing those things more often. So these are the things that we are aware of. And in our training that we do. And you're right, sometimes people don't, especially veterans, you know, they hold things in. And that's why we want to get the message out that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay.
Absolutely.
Not saying that I know how you feel. We're not saying that. But you're not alone. And you have a family that you can count on.
Yeah,
that's,
buddies.
That's what our message wants to be. You bet. Yeah, a buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Commander, on March 5th of this year, the VA Healthcare expanded some of their services under the PACT Act. Can you explain what that is to our listeners and maybe for some of our veterans who might not know what that expansion entailed?
Yeah, I know about some of the expansion. Some of the expansion also is to reach out to those who are, especially when we're talking about suicide, so let's keep it on that, to reach out to those so that anybody, if they're in crisis, they can get treated for help. I know there are some things with the Camp Lejeune water issues, so we have help on those things. But every day it changes a little bit. That's why it's so important for us to get the message out as well, for our veterans, that we have these things called, or not things, but people called service officers. These are so important to our veterans out there. And these are the men and women that I want at the side of our veterans to perhaps help help them with their benefits or what they have earned that and they deserve. Because it does take some navigation, whether it is through the VA or through some paperwork, to help our fellow veterans. So again, our service officers are very important, as well as, I even forgot about this, but our widow benefits too. So maybe the veteran has passed away and widows are alone and don't know where to go. They're entitled to benefits too. So our service officers are the key, true allies, true friends that I want at the side of our veterans and their families.
Commander, that's excellent information. I also would like to know if you could tell us more about the Coast Guard and how they're treated differently from other branches of the service.
Oh, yes. That's some people don't realize this, but the DOD has their covers. And, you know, sometimes what we do is when we look at like the flags or displays of the different branches, sometimes they have it incorrectly where now they have the Space Force at the end. Their part is still DOD. The Coast Guard is always at the end of flag displays and the insignias. And why is that? Is because the Coast Guard, not that they're less, they're still very important and they're part of our veteran family, but they're under Homeland Security. And what happens is if a government does shut down, they are not covered, even if the government passes that the military is still paid. And so I just want our listeners to know that back in 2019, this did happen. And especially during December, during the holidays of Christmas and into the new year, that government shut down in 2019, and our Coast Guard were affected. But the American Legion, probably to say, we stepped up and worked with the top leadership within the Coast Guard, and we gifted a $1.4 million grant to those service members in need.
Wow.
I'm
That's
proud
amazing.
Of that.
You should
We
be.
Stepped up, yes.
We should
and,
be
and we
thankful.
Helped many junior enlisted. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You like to say the American Legion is changing lives and saving lives. I know that I'm so limited on time, but could you break it down for us and tell us what they're doing and some other issues that they're working on?
Yeah, so when I bring that up, it's just not a phrase as well. But it deals with purpose and relevance when we talk about changing lives and saving lives. Obviously, we talked about the major issue with suicide, and that will be at the forefront. But even in our other programs that we do, even in our posts where we reach out to our communities and plug into our communities, dealing with scholarships with our high schools so they can go on to college, our people that are youth that are involved in our baseball programs. I just looked at the last numbers and we had like 50,000 athletes that were involved in our baseball program. 50,000. I mean, that's remarkable. We talk about teaching our Constitution with oratoricals and giving out $25,000 scholarships and in the 20s, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's well worth it. But teaching our young people about the U.S. Constitution, as well as government and how it works in civics like this. And that we do with our boys state and boys nation, as well as our girls state and girls nation. Just think, 16,000 young boys deal with this, and thousands of young women are involved in that program. I mean, one that we know, President Clinton was involved in Boys State and Boys Nation, and VP Dick Cheney was also involved in a Boys State. So again, implementing that seed of service, that's our program. That's what we do. That's what we do. And just think, talking about changing lives and saving lives.
Commander, I have so many more questions for you, but my time is limited. I know you're making the rounds this morning. I would welcome you to come back and talk to me about your trip overseas. I know we don't have enough time to do it. So I'm inviting you back to the show, please, to continue this conversation. And can you tell our listeners where they can get more information on Be the One?
Absolutely. Real quick, just betheone.org. Join us. train more and know more about suicide prevention and more about the Legion, simply legion.org as well.
Thank you so much for your time. We're going to continue to discuss. You have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.